Brother Matt, you don't have to pull up the PowerPoint this morning. We're not going to stick to the regularly programmed schedule this morning. Too much has occurred. Too much has happened. I don't have it with me. I'll just use this mic here, Brother Charlie, if that's okay. Too much has happened and too much has occurred over the past 24 hours for us to just continue on as normal. We need to address and reach out to the Lord this morning. I was just getting done getting Hazel up from her nap. She woke up pretty happily. All right. Is that right? Hold on. Am I lying to you? She didn't nap at all yesterday. That's what happened. Okay. Yeah. She didn't nap at all. It's all blurred together, you know. Next time Becky tells me something's blurred together, I'm going to say, okay, yeah, I feel that. I understand. She didn't nap at all yesterday. She spent 3 hours rolling around the crib. All right. So I was just done getting her up and turned on the news and just could hardly believe what I was seeing there that had occurred yesterday in Butler, Pennsylvania. And I want to lead us this morning in prayer, and we're going to do that at the end. I'm going to invite everyone who'd like to come on this altar because I believe we need to pray for our country and pray for this man who almost lost his life and pray that God will, if there's anything to be done, God will use this for His kingdom and for His purposes and to give us confidence that He is still on His throne. It's not that He's not on His throne. It's we need to be confident that He's on His throne, right? We need to be reminded of that. So we're going to pray about that in a moment, but I want to share just a scripture of encouragement with you this morning and speak a few words about it and invite you with me to tune your heart to the heart of the Lord this morning on this matter. It's in Psalm 46 that I'm going to read. I'm going to read the whole Psalm, Psalm 46. And my Bible tells me that Psalm 46 is the psalmist expressing his confidence in the Lord's help in times of trouble. And I know that there are those of us here who have lived through such times. This is not a unique situation, an assassination or even an assassination attempt. Those have happened in our day and age over the last several decades. Obviously, the assassination of the Kennedys, the attempted assassination of President Reagan. These are things I'm sure that you remember even now, where you were, what you were doing when they happened. And I know it seems like a young man's opinion to say what I'm about to say, but I don't know. It feels a little different right now. It's a scary thing that's happening right now on the national scene. And it was very close. It was a very close thing for our former president to just about lose his life. And it was an evil thing. I'll say that right up front. It was an evil thing that was done. It was a terrible thing. It was a thing that should not happen, should never happen, and should never happen again. But I believe it's shaken many of us, and it's shaken this nation. And if it had been successful, I don't know where we'd be right now. Honestly, I don't know what would have been the result. So it's times like these that I believe we need to turn to the Lord. We need to call upon His name. We need to have confidence in His protection. And that's what Psalm 46 aims to provide. It says here in Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations He hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. May God add His blessings to the reading of His Word. The great reformer Martin Luther once said that this psalm, Psalm 46, was his psalm. It provided the inspiration for the well-known hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, often called the battle hymn of the Reformation. It expresses a kind of certainty, confident security in the Lord that ought to be the experience of every believer, no matter the crisis or the trouble that he or she might be facing, even when disasters and uncertain things happen in their world. I have stopped trying to guess what next terrible and unbelievable thing's going to happen in this world, haven't you? I mean, it's almost more than what we can keep up with. The imaginations of men's hearts are so wicked and desperately evil that you and I, were we to try to anticipate what they might come up with next, I'm certain we would never guess in a million years. We live in difficult times. We live in times of uncertainty. I'm telling you that yesterday, the course of the nation was swayed by about half an inch. Seriously. No matter who you support, no matter who you believe should be president or our leader, no matter who you believe or what you believe about the candidates themselves, the nation was on one path, and with half an inch, it could have been on an entirely different path. That's an uncertain and scary thing. It was bold what happened. It was broad daylight, outside, hundreds, thousands of witnesses, the entire world watching this terrible thing happen. And in the wake of it, I know many of us are uncertain, perhaps frightened, perhaps shaken, and all those different adjectives. What the psalmist says here, though, what David tells us, is no matter what calamity you and I might experience in this life, no matter what difficulty, what new evil man might imagine to wreak upon himself in this world, the Lord has not changed at all. Our strong refuge, our confident security, our place of help remains God. And we, as believers, as trusters in God and His Word and in Jesus, His Son, whatever happens in this world, we can be certain and sure that God's in control. I'm reminded of the disciples as they tried to sail across the raging sea, and as the boat tossed and turned, and they thought that their lives were in danger. And you remember, many of these disciples were experienced fishermen. They knew what it was like to be on the sea. They understood what a storm was and how dangerous it could be. They were scared in that moment. But you remember where Jesus was. You remember what Jesus was doing. He was asleep in the midst of the storm on the sea. And of course, as the story goes, they woke Him up and they said, "Lord, don't You care that we're about to perish?" And the Lord, of course, cared. But the reality is that the Lord knew that they wouldn't, because even as He slumbered, He was in control. God has not let go of the reins of this world. He's not let go of the steering wheel. He is as in charge of this nation and this world as he has always been. And I'll tell you, just personally, he's in charge of your life today. He's the one that you can turn to this morning if you're afraid. He's the one that you can turn to this morning if you're not sure where to go. The psalmist tells us that despite the calamity in this world, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. It is this river that flows from the throne of God that brings the life-giving waters to the church today, that brings confidence and security to the believer, that brings assurance and peace to our troubled souls. In the midst of this storm, even this terrible thing that's happened, I want to tell you this morning, church, cast your eyes upon God. He will not fail. God knows the time that it is. He knows what the outcome of this world will be. With a word, as the psalmist says, he maketh wars to cease. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. He turneth the bullet aside. He is the Lord. And we can have confidence in Him. When the angel announced to Mary and Joseph that Jesus would soon be born, do you remember what the angel told them that Jesus' name would be? Emmanuel, God with us. Here the psalmist says in two different places, verse 7, verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. I don't work in an office anymore. I'm a full-time telecommuter, so I have a fairly lonely work experience. But I'm going to tell you, going to work this week, going out in the common places, going out amongst your friends and family, I already know what's going to be the number one topic of conversation. Did you see that? Did you witness that? Can you believe that? What's going to happen next? How are we going to get through this? Is there any hope left for our nation? Oh my goodness, why did he do it? What happened? How is this? Uncertainty, questions, terror, disbelief. Throughout all of this, the continued assuring voice of the Lord says what the psalmist writes in verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Jesus came to this world. He took on human flesh. He became our living tabernacle and our sanctuary. He, though ascended into heaven, remains with us today in the presence of His Spirit. He is amongst us this morning. He walks with the church. He is to us a constant stream of living water. Thus Christ is with us in His authority over all things, even as He promised until the end of the age. Jesus is here walking beside us. And as Paul asked in Romans 8:31, if He is with us, who can be against us? I don't know what you're personally feeling this morning. I don't know what you've struggled to tell your children about this. I don't know what you've said to friends and family who've reached out to you and asked you, well, what are we going to do? What's going to happen? What's next? But I can tell you what this Bible teaches us. This Bible tells us to take our fears to the One who commands the winds and the waves, who sets right the nations, who puts kings and princes on their thrones. He's still in control. And this morning, more than anything else, more than our questions, more than our concerns, more than our terrors, more than our hardships, what the world desperately needs is it needs a church to get on its knees and pray for it. We need to pray as I've been preaching, as I preached last week, that this nation would turn to the Lord, that people would repent of their sins, that God would have His way and His will be done on this earth as it's done here in His church. We need to pray for these families that are affected. We need to pray for these people who've been hurt. We need to pray for President Trump. We need to pray for his protection. We need to pray for God's Spirit to be on him. Listen, we need to pray for the same thing for President Biden. Both of them need the Spirit of the Lord. They're no different than any other man. They need the Lord. We need to pray desperately this morning that God would heal this broken nation, that God would restore us to some sort of semblance of unity and harmony, that God would end the wicked imaginations of evil men. Most of all, we just need to pray that Jesus would be lifted up on the earth this morning so that He might have an opportunity to draw all men unto Him. That's what I want to invite you to do this morning. I don't have anything else to say other than that. I want you to be confident this morning. I want you to have no fear this morning. I want you to be aware and understand that Jesus is still the Son of God. He is still the one whose name should be on our lips. And as He speaks, the nations turn. And so if He's the one who's in control, today we need to reach out to Him. I want to lead us, church, in a time of prayer. I want to invite everybody, if you will, if you believe in the power of prayer, to join me around this altar as we humble ourselves and ask God to bless this land. If you're unable or uncomfortable coming up to the altar, you're welcome to pray in your pew. But at this time, if anybody who believes in the power of prayer would join me, please come with me to this altar this morning. And let's have an earnest, serious conversation with the Lord this morning. Pray for President Trump. Pray for this nation. Pray for those who've been wounded and hurt. Pray for the family that's been experiencing the loss of their loved one. Pray that God would have His will down the earth. And pray that we as the church might be still and remember that He is God.